fantastic risk from RUC shots. I might as well tell you, Constable, that what troubles me considerably is that two police officers fired into a populated block of flats in an attempt, presumably, to quell some activity on the roof of Divis Flats, thus putting the lives of the people in the flats at a fantastic risk. This was stated yesterday morning by Lord Justice Scarman after RUC Constable Frederick Mahood, who had been stationed at Hastings Street Police Station on observation duty with two marksmen on the night of August 14, 1969, told the court that his two companions had fired 18 rounds into the flats complex. They had been armed with two high-velocity rifles. Constable Mahood, when asked by Scarman if he thought that Hastings Street Station had been under fire that night, said he had not. The constable said that his two companions had fired after they had seen the muzzle flashes of an automatic weapon coming from the top of the mezzanettes within the flats area. Mr. Garrett McGrath, QC for the Falls residents, while cross-examining the witness, referred to a forensic science report which stated that the damage caused to the flats had been caused by three weapons, an SLR self-loading rifle, a .303 rifle, and a Browning machine gun. You know that Trooper Anthony McCabe was shot with a SLR bullet that night. The time of his death has not been established, but would you agree that it was one of the bullets fired from the roof of Hastings Street Police Station? Asked Mr. McGrath. The witness replied, "That is possible. Verschinsbuff. Man killed in Belfast blast. A man was blown to pieces, and another is in hospital after an explosion at an electricity transformer in Newforge Lane, Malone Road, Belfast last night. And early today, a big army RUC search was going on in the wooded area beside the transformer in case there were any other people dead or injured. One line of inquiry is that the explosion was premature and that the bomb had gone off before those who had planted it made their escape." JFK widow to visit shipyard. Final preparations were being made last night for today's whistle-stop visit to Belfast by Greek shipping magnate Aristotle Onassis and his wife Jackie, widow of President John F. Kennedy, to the Harland and Wolff shipyard.